You are listening to The Gospel for Geeks. I'm Father Roderick, and this is a recording of my Sunday homily. You can find more information about the Bible readings in the show notes.
We all remember the greatest insult that Leia hurled at Han Solo in the sick bay on the rebel base on the planet Hoth in The Empire Strikes Back. Han had teased Luke that Leia had expressed her true feelings about me just a few moments earlier, and Leia is enraged because, of course, that's not what happened. And so she says, "You dim-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder." What is a nerf herder? In fact, there is an in-universe explanation of a nerf herder. Nerfs were a kind of animals that were a cross between a cow and a bison. They were kept on various planets in herds, and they were kept for their meat, for their milk, and for their hides. And the people that took care of those flocks on various planets were called nerf herders. The thing with these nerfs was that not only did they provide, you know, meat and milk and hides, but they were known to be extremely smelly. They would just stink. Oh. And so the nerf herders, so the shepherds of these flocks, usually stank of that same smell and were looked down upon by almost anyone in the universe. So it became a slur, it became an insult. If you wanted to really insult one, you'd say, "Oh, you stinky, scruffy-looking, awful nerf herder." And that's what Leia tells Han. But there is more to this insult. I would even dare to say, and this may surprise you, that this was prophetic. What Leia says to Han is actually describing his entire story arc. Let me explain. When we first meet Han Solo in the movie Solo, we see that he's actually a nice guy. He has a lot of courage and he's not afraid of anyone. And he falls in love with this girl, Kira. And then Kira betrays that friendship. She walks away from him. And from that moment on, Han starts calling himself Solo. "I'm alone. I'll just do my own business. I don't need to hook up with anyone. I don't need friends. I may bring this walking carpet with me because at least Wookiees are faithful. He won't leave me. But otherwise, you know, I'm just a man for hire. And that's all." And of course, he will never admit it, but that is because he's afraid that if he is no longer Solo, if he becomes friends with other people, they may also betray that friendship. He's just avoiding to get hurt. And that is how we get to know him at the beginning of A New Hope. "Han Solo, man for hire. We need a fast ship. How fast is it?" "Well, old man, you don't know how fast my ship is." Han Solo is the typical mercenary. "You just need a ship, I will bring you there. Oh, the Empire is after you guys? That may cost you a little bit more." And Luke really doesn't like this guy. And there's always this tension between Luke and Han Solo. I've always thought that Luke Skywalker was a bit of a Jesus figure in Star Wars, but the more I think of these movies and the more I think of the story arc of Han, the more I'm convinced that actually George Lucas intended Han Solo to be a Christ-like figure. And that seems so contradictory, because isn't he just the guy who never cares about anything? How can he be a Christ figure? Well, of course, one indication is what happens to him on Bespin. When he dies in a certain way, encased in carbonite. And then in the next movie, The Return of the Jedi, he is resurrected from the grave with, even just like in the story of Jesus at the resurrection, the woman that loved Jesus so much, here it's Leia that loves Han so much. And see, she is the witness of his resurrection, his rebirth. But that's not the only thing. that reminds me of Jesus in the story of Han. In fact, when Jesus talks about these mercenaries and how they differ from the good shepherd, he almost describes to the letter Han Solo. A mercenary, a man for hire, he may take care of the sheep, but only because they pay him. And whenever there's danger, whenever there's a wolf approaching, he'll flee. He doesn't really care about the sheep. He's just there for the money. Now that is Han Solo in A New Hope. When Luke and the other rebels want to attack the Death Star, you know, the wolf in this story, Darth Vader, and this incredible threat, Han is about to run away. I've got my reward. I'm out of here. And Leia is like, no, but we need you. Help us. And he's like, sure, no, I didn't think so. I just came here for the reward and do whatever you want. And so we think he hasn't really changed. But in fact, of course, at the very last moment, when Luke is about to get killed by Darth Vader,
the Force is strong in this one,
then all out of nowhere, the Millennium Falcon appears and Han shoots this wolf out of the sky so that Luke can safely hit his target and blow up the Death Star. And from that moment on, you see that Han actually starts caring. And in that tense scene on Hoth, when he's again threatening to walk away and Leia's begging him to stay, you see that same tension between the old Han, who was Solo, and the new Han, who actually cares more than he wants to admit. And that is when Leia tells him, you're just a scruffy-looking, half-witted, dumb nerf herder. And I think she speaks truth more than she realizes at that moment, because Han will start to develop this role, this new role of being a shepherd, of being a good shepherd of the people that have been entrusted to him. As he saved Luke, he will also later on continue to help others. He will play a vital role in the whole liberation of the galaxy and constantly risking his life to do so. He stays put. He stays with his friends. And this is a vital aspect of being a good shepherd. This is what Jesus means, that when he says, I know my sheep, they know my voice, they follow me. I am ready to give my life to them, eternal life to them. I will protect them against any danger, no matter what comes. And he adds, and I'll come back to that later, I'm just like my father, he is a shepherd too. So you are really not in any danger. I will protect you just like my father. No one can rob my sheep from my father. I think the most impressive ultimate moment where Han shows that he has embraced this identity of the good shepherd happens in the sequels. Han goes after a lost sheep, which is something else that Jesus says that a good shepherd will do. He will leave the 99 sheep that are in safety to go and recover that one sheep that got lost. And in this case, it's Han's, he's Han's only son. It's Ben Solo. And he knows Ben better than he knows himself. And so Han goes on this journey to try to bring this lost sheep back into the fold, back to his family. Come home, he tells Ben. Ben is so much under the influence of the dark side that the only way out for him, the only response to this caring, loving father who may not have been perfect in the past but is right there calling his name, the only way he knows to get out of that is by killing his father. Just like Jesus, who went after the lost sheep and tried to bring them back. Even the Pharisees and the scribes in his mind were lost sheep. They once were friends of God, and now they've turned into God's nemesis because they are punishing the other sheep. They're not good shepherds. But Jesus doesn't want to condemn them. He wants to bring them back. And how do they react? Just like Kylo. They kill him. They crucify him. And it is in this sacrifice of his life to try to save these lost sheep that ultimately Jesus is able to bring back sinners from all generations, that he's able to save people from their ultimate fate if they follow the path of sin, the dark side, eternal death. It is by giving his life, by sacrificing himself, that he becomes a savior, that he grants eternal life to his flock. And this is the story arc of Han Solo again. Because at the end of the sequels, in The Rise of Skywalker, The Rise, The Resurrection, we see Han, who appears very similar to what we read in the Gospels of Jesus. He's all of a sudden there. He's just there. And he calls them by their names. And here it is, Han reaching out to Ben at this pivotal moment where everything that surrounds Han is surrounds Kylo or Ben is just this sea in turmoil. You've got the wind and the storm and the rain and reflecting his inner conflict. And in the most precarious moment where he needs to make a choice, Han is there. And he calls his son by his name, Ben. And he repeats what he once said in The Force Awakens. Come home. And at that moment, something breaks. This harness that Ben had created around himself, this helmet that symbolizes his fear of anyone reaching out to him, breaks, shatters. And Kylo becomes Ben, and he reaches out to Han and says, Dad. And Han answers, I know. Because a good shepherd knows his sheep and brings them back home. And this is how Ben, at the very end, is brought back as a lost sheep into the fold by Han Solo, the Good Shepherd. It's an incredible resemblance and a beautiful message in our world where so often we call each other names. You half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder. You stink. I don't like you. And instead, this fairy tale of Star Wars mirrors the story of the gospel where we are invited to follow the example of Jesus, who is a good shepherd, like his father is a good shepherd, to be a good shepherd like him, to know one another, to call each other by our name, not by calling each other names, to care for one another, to feed and to shelter and protect one another. And this is what happens in The Rise of Skywalker towards the end. Kylo is no longer Kylo. The dark side has no grip on him anymore. He is free. And he uses his freedom to give his life to save the life of Rey, lost to death. He does what his father did for him, who sees Ben, in many ways, sees his father. Maybe the bad side, but definitely also the good side. And this is why I love that story so much and how relevant that story is for us today. And it's funny that Han also follows the trajectory of the shepherds in the gospel. Remember the first time we meet shepherds in the nativity story? They were not the romanticized shepherds that we portray. No, these shepherds were stinky. They were like smelling like their sheep. Nobody liked to hang out with these scruffy looking guys. And yet they were chosen by the angel to be the first witnesses of faith. They were to proclaim the birth of Christ. And in Star Wars, very subtly, the same thing happens to Han. He starts off like this unbeliever. Those fairy tale stories, that hocus pocus force stuff, I don't believe in that. Just give me a blaster. And in The Force Awakens, he's a different man. He has become a witness of the strength of the Force. And he tells Rey and Finn, who thought that all this Force talk was just a stuff of legends, he says, no, it's true. All of it. This is our calling. To be like Han. To be like Jesus. To be witnesses of the power of reconciliation. How strong this image of a shepherd is and how much it can inspire us to change this world and bring back people into the fold. If we want to change the world, look at Jesus. Look at Han Solo and follow their example and become a good shepherd yourself. Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel for Geeks. You can join me live for Mass every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central European Time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Follow me on social media at Father Roderick for a link to the live stream. If you want to contribute to this ministry, go to fatherroderick.com/donate.